Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Matt Burke is he's a good quote. He's a fun press conference. I enjoy listening to him talk. He was great yesterday, talking obviously about the matchup with the Chiefs, but I thought this is a moment in the press conference where I texted Seth and I'm like, hey, I really like Matt Burke. He's very funny today.
He really does. I think it's because it's, you know, we look at it as, hey, it's D'Amico's defense.
Sure.
And Matt Burke has the title of defensive coordinator, but it's D'Amico's defense that he probably gets short shrift. Burke might end up being kind of like various offensive coordinators in Kansas City, where it's... He kind of has to, you know, people are going to question, like, all right, well, you know, are you really the defensive coordinator? Do we really give you? But he's a really bright guy, and he's got a personality.
Yes.
These coaches' press conferences can get kind of dry. Burke will actually have fun with it and give you some things.
These are by far the best coordinator days that, like, this group, this trio of coordinators is the best coordinator press conference day that we've had since I've been covering the team. Because Slowick, we've looked forward to every week just because he's been a very polarizing figure for the fans this year, I think. So we've looked forward to his just to see what the answers are. And I think sometimes the answers are really good, and at times the answers can be somewhat infuriating to people. So that's good. Like, he drives emotion one way or the other. But then Burke and Frank Ross are just two such like energy guys, you know? Like,
they've got actual personalities.
Yes, yes.
Not like, what's his name? Bill O'Brien's old
Tim Kelly.
There. Tim Kelly was, oh my gosh, it
brutal.
Was like a hostage video every time he was up there.
Brutal.
Oh, I felt bad for the guy. I genuinely felt bad. He looked like he was terrified that he was going to say the wrong thing.
He looked terrified. He looked tired all the time.
Bill O'Brien is treating me well.
Yeah.
Death to capitalism. meanwhile, he's trying to do Morse code with his eyes.
Blinky. Yeah. Yes. So here was Matt Burke yesterday talking. He was asked about the D-line, and he brought up this anecdote about the D-line meeting room.
You know, the D-line, they have more meeting time separate, like, because a lot of times the back end is getting together and doing stuff. So they have more meeting time together, and they have more individual time together, right? Because we're doing group installs, we're doing pass stuff. So it's hard sometimes to coach and to keep the energy level up and to keep the interest up, especially where we are a front that sort of like, this is our techniques and we kind of like do the same things. We want to be really good at what we do. So to coach for those two guys, to coach that style and to keep the energy as high as it is and as it's been all year, like it's week, whatever we're going on. And like literally this morning's meeting, like I walked down the hallway, I'm like, good Lord, man, it's like, it's wild in there. So I feel like it starts with the energy and keeping those guys engaged and keeping it fresh week in and week out. Like those guys have done a really good job. And Rod's really led that room to a good spot.
Rod is Rod Wright, the D-line coach. Yes.
Yeah. And Rod Wright, and you know, Rod Wright was a defensive lineman for UT.
Yep.
And I think I brought this up yesterday before Burke ever even talked about Rod Wright, which is the Texans D-line is doing some things this year that you can really see that the drill work is paying off. Their ability to get their hand on the throwing arm of the quarterback and the way they're rushing with discipline for the most part, that's a lot of that is just simple drill work. But what Burke is talking to about there is, A, they don't ask the D-line to do a whole lot of things different. So there's not necessarily actually a whole lot to talk about in films. And yet, this is true about the D-line. you're in there together. Well, usually the linebackers and linebackers are working on high-level coverage concepts and all this other stuff. And they're like, meanwhile, all right, let's take the position group which has the most guys with ADHD on the team and expect them to meet for 3 hours in a dark room. And it sucks. It sucks. I'm one of them. Like, it was so a lot of good defensive line coaches, they recognize it. Like, okay, A, we've got the least to actually go over. You know, you want to look, you're watching the offensive line, you're trying to, you got to work on tendencies and everything, but you also got to recognize that, like, all right, this is not like, this is not a group that, like, your D-line, usually you want guys who are kind of agitated all the time.
Yeah.
And sitting in a room for 3 hours watching film and everything, you're not going to get out of it what you think you're going to get out of it. So a lot of really good defensive line coaches know that you want to do it in short bursts of, like, hey, we're going to focus on this real hard for 10 minutes. And, you know, this is what we're going to – I'm going to put somebody up, and I'm going to ask him 10 rapid-fire questions. Mm-hmm. And you have fun with it. You don't turn it into a stressful thing or anything. And then we're going to take a break, and we're going to do something almost like preschoolers. But that's how we're wired,
right,
Sean.
Right, right.
We can't. We don't operate right, you see? So keeping it kind of – keeping guys engaged – I always liked the coaches that would do a lot of walkthroughs. Like, all right, we're going to watch film for 20 minutes. Then we're going to go out and we're going to do, a 20-minute walkthrough. And you just kind of, and then you take a break and then you do that. There are a lot of coaches that don't get that.
Yeah.
They just want to sit in there and watch film and roll through. And it becomes like the Bueller teacher there.
Yeah.
And I think they play like that. These guys are highly engaged.
And that's funny you say that. Anthony Weaver said Rex Ryan, when he was their D-line coach in Baltimore, used to use game shows as the way,
right.
They would play Family Feud or they would play Jeopardy or whatever to teach the concepts because it was fun. You're more likely to internalize it.
It's honestly a lot of stuff. Like anybody that does presentations or anything knows. I hate it when I see that research has shown that people have shorter attention spans these days, so you need to make your message shorter. Like, no, that's how it's been. They've known that since before the internet.
Yeah.
It's just that it's never been... People have never really been able to pay attention for 2 hours to one person talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's always best to break it up. But especially... For guys like us, defensive linemen, on average, we tend to be maybe even a little bit shorter attention span.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
So you gotta manage it. Because there's something about D-line that's kind of like C-ball, chase ball. And you want guys who are wired kind of like on a really short dopamine cycle, mm-hmm. of like, all right, oh, I gotta get that tackle. Mike Waffle was a coach for the Giants back when they won their Super Bowls,
mm-hmm.
and I met with him once, and it didn't end up working out. I didn't accept their offer to go play the year that they ended up winning a Super
07,
Bowl.
07, yeah.
Really stupid of me. But I loved his message, which was that I was talking to him about all this stuff. And he kind of went through and he's like, listen, honestly, I'll tell you, I know you're a bright guy, but I just, from knowing your history and all this other stuff and just my conversation with you, you've probably got ADHD. I'm not a doctor. But a lot of defensive linemen are like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I recognize this. He's an old Marine, like tough as nails.
Yep.
But he's like, he had a system for how he would operate with his defensive line and how would he conduct the meetings. There was a whole lot of like, all right, I'm going to get you up in front of the meeting. We're going to show you all these different looks. Like, you're in the hot box right now. You're in the hot box.
Oh.
You're making it look like, oh, that's awful. Like, no, they make it fun. It's like, okay, this is a test.
Okay,
you know, but like, yeah, like, we're not going to, I'm not going to scream at you if you don't get it right, but you're going to be under pressure, and we're going to do it for 2 minutes, and then you're done, and then we'll do it with somebody else.
What do they call it? Like, it's called the Socratic method, I think, right? Where you, like, you...
Well, Socratic is where you would kind of ask questions to allow people to process through and get it, come to the conclusion on themselves.
Okay.
Instead of saying, like, you know, the... And,
that's not what I'm thinking of. Then I'm thinking of the one where you can get called on at any time, and you have to stand up in front of everybody. And
that might be a Socratic method too.
Yeah, it's
a teaching technique that involves asking open-ended questions to help students explore ideas and develop critical thinking.
Yeah,
skills.
Dude, I had a
at least
teacher.
That's the way I remember it. if I were reading it off the internet, it might sound more succinct.
It just dawned on me that that's what the Socratic method
right,
is.
Right, yeah. Right. Maybe if I Googled that and then read it, it would sound different.
Right. Sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, simple question. Is this version of the Texans going to Kansas City on Saturday better than the version that went up to Baltimore this same weekend a year ago? It's our confidence level in this group compared to last year. We'll discuss that coming up next.